So if you read that and then you follow that up with the book of Ecclesiastes, they almost seem like they contrast one another because of the fact that Solomon is first telling you, hey, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And he gives you a bunch of good advice and prudence and wisdom and how to be successful in life and how to excel and succeed. But then you go into Ecclesiastes and it's almost like he's also giving you a reality check. Because a lot of what we see in the book of Proverbs is like a cause and effect. He says, look, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it, right? He's saying, all profit there is labor. Very just adamant statements that says, this is what God says. If you just do this, this is the product, this is the result that you will receive. But the book of Ecclesiastes is basically giving you the exception to that rule. And it's telling you that although you can exercise wisdom in this world and succeed and implement these biblical principles, there's going to be times when the race is not to the fastest, right? You know, the battle's not to the strong. There's times that chance happeneth to them all, the Bible tells us. So it's basically telling us, hey, yeah, exercise wisdom, but Ecclesiastes is reminding us, but just know this, is there's always an exception to the rule. And at the end of the day, the wisdom that the book of Proverbs gives you is so you can succeed in this life. Ecclesiastes is telling you, but just know that that life will one day end. You understand? So it's kind of giving you a reality check. Like, yeah, you can be successful. You can become rich if you're diligent. You can raise godly children. You can succeed in your marriage and at your job. And then Ecclesiastes comes and says, but just know this, is that all is vanity. It will all one day end. So don't think that you're just going to be able to exercise these principles forever. Don't think that, you know, you're just going to be on this earth forever, being able to implement these principles forever, because it will all one day come to an end. That's what the book of Ecclesiastes is basically telling us. It's giving us the exception to the rule, and then it's telling us, understand that all these things, these principles that you're learning in the book of Proverbs, can only be done under the sun.